Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn and Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM, Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Is Radio Service, and you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours, welcome back to the Yarn and Circle, your mob. Yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight in and have catch up and have a yarn now with Linda Burney, MP, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians, Member for Barton, and talk about the statement on ongoing First Nations COVID crisis, plus First Nations vaccination rates, patchy despite government's rhetoric. We're going to catch up and have a yarn with Sister on the line. Linda Burney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, my sister. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Linda Burney, Wiradjuri.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Look, the world we live in at the moment, upside down. We've just had another death, and thoughts and love prayers going out to the families of another First Nation person. So that's second. And in regard to the vaccination and the First Nation people living in this climate, the government's got to do more.
The government does have to do more, and there is some very obvious and glaring gaps, if you ask me. The woman that you're referring to was a 70-year-old person from Angonia.
Yes.
Angonia is a tiny little town, Trev, between Bourke and Cunnamulla.
Mm.
And it's just this side of the Queensland border. It is so tiny.
Well, it must have been carried. The virus must have been carried there by a visitor,
if
you look at it.
Well, what there is about the people from Angonia are related to the people in Bourke. So there's a fair few cases in Bourke at the moment. So that's how it would have, most probably, one way it would have travelled. But, you know, Angonia has, I was just looking at it, Ingonia has something like the last census. It says there's 148 people in Ingonia, but that would include farmers and stuff like that. The actual community is about 66. There used to be a school there, but I don't know if it's still there. And there's a pub, and that's about it.
You're talking about a small township, and if we have one case in there, it could take out the whole town, whole community.
Well, there are as of 8 p.m. on the 5th of September, that was yesterday, there were 16 cases.
Yes. Very, very scary, isn't it?
It is terrifying.
I mean, we've done so well, First Nation people and the mayors across the country, fantastic. But there lies the gap, and the virus got through.
Well, the issue that I think we need to be very worried about as well is the virus making its way through to South Australia, up into the centre, into Western Australia. I'm not so worried about it getting into Queensland because you've got such good border control up there, but there are some very porous areas like the border between Angonia and Cunnamulla. Mm. I understand the border between, I can't remember the name of the Tumala and...
Yes.
Gundawindi is being patrolled, but that's very close as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And so in regard to vaccine, First Nation health organisations are doing a fantastic job. There's still a lot more vaccine to be done.
Yes, I think we've got to, absolutely be grateful and so proud of the Aboriginal health organisations because they have really held the front line.
Yes.
But obviously vaccination rates are really important, and my message to the community is that if you haven't been vaccinated, go and get vaccinated. It doesn't have to be Pfizer. That's just you know, some of the rubbish out on social media, don't take much notice of it. Just get vaccinated, protect yourself, protect your family and protect your community.
Exactly, exactly. At least go to the table and have a conversation to get educated if you're still sitting on the fence with
it. Yes, yeah, I've had both my jabs. I had them back in, I had them back in March, but you're right, Trev, the federal government really needs to lift its game with vaccine rollout for our people.
It's so funny, I had a conversation with the opposition leader, Mr. Anthony Albanese, here in the studio
about
a month ago.
That.
Yes, and he reckons not a rollout, a strollout was his words.
he's a great leader, isn't he?
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for sharing, and you're travelling well.
All the very best to your mob up there, and stay safe.
Yeah, all the best. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sister Linda Burney there, Shadow Minister for Indigenous Australians and also a member for Barton, and the conversation there, statement on the ongoing First Nations COVID crisis after having a second Aboriginal person pass because of COVID-19. A lot more work to need to be done regarding the vaccine and the rollout. Have your say, Yana Strong, add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live on First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, the Australian Red Cross is experiencing rapidly increasing demand from people in Australia desperate to reach their relatives caught up in the Afghanistan crisis. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Nicole Batch, Protection Manager at the Australian Red Cross. A very good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm really well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, a very important conversation, space that you're working in the crisis that's happening in Afghanistan, right in the middle of everything and regarding COVID-19, floods and what have you. But you're finding the experience in rapidly increasing demands from people here in Australia desperate to reach their relatives caught up in Afghanistan crisis. Is that right?
Yeah, as you can imagine, it's a really difficult situation when the political crisis, you know, came to a head in recent weeks. Mm. People were fleeing, people were trying to evacuate. It's really quite a difficult humanitarian situation. So many people here in Australia from Afghan communities are really distressed about family members if they can't get hold of them. So they're coming to us to help with that through our Restoring Family Links service.
And how are you working in that space regarding contacting family relatives in Afghanistan?
So one of the amazing things about the Red Cross movement is that we have this extraordinary global network. So we work across all countries around the world with our colleagues either in Red Cross or Red Crescent, just like us in Australia, or with the International Committee of the Red Cross. So both the Afghan Red Crescent and the International Committee of Red Cross are on the ground in Afghanistan, and we send information through to them so they can follow it up on the ground, and we can try to get some answers for families when they can't stay in contact with their relatives.
Look, hats off to Red Cross around the globe. A fantastic work. As you said, the network and the team effort is powerful, but it must be hard, difficult to even contact people in the space there in Afghanistan and what's happening in Afghanistan, yes?
That's right. And I think really, you know, the chaos may continue for some time. It's difficult when, you know, electricity gets cut off and phone lines don't work anymore. Yeah. So this is something that we see in lots of situations. But, you know, you can imagine for families here how distressing it is. So we're having a lot of people who are really, really distressed by the situation and struggling to cope with that. So, you know, it's super important for people to be mindful of the impact that has on people.
And how can Australians help in this space, Sister?
Well, I think if you know people from Afghan communities, I think certainly, you know, reach out to them and, you know, give them some support if you can. We do have a hotline for calls that if people need help with that tracing service that we have. And we also have an appeal that we're running with Australian Red Cross, which is on our website, to try to get assistance to people in Afghanistan as soon as possible.
Okay. And so what would be the number that people can call if they want to have a chat to Red Cross support, what have you?
If it's for tracing purposes, if people have lost contact with their families, it's 1-800-875-199. And we run that 9 to 5, Monday to Friday.
So 1-800-875?
199.
Thank you. Okay, that's the number they can call if they want to talk and regarding relatives in search of, yes. What about Australians helping in regard to or donations or support that way?
Yeah, the Red Cross website, so redcross.org.au, is the place to go there. We've also got a lot of information there about other referral information for families that might need support as well. So it's a good spot to either support and get behind the humanitarian needs in Afghanistan or also to, you know, share information in the community here if you need to.
Okay, thanks, Nicole. And what about, can you help us and educate us, our listeners, in regard to what is being done at the moment regarding reaching out to people in Afghanistan? Armies of the world, governments of the world are pushing forward with support, Hercules dropping food off. Do you know what's happening in that space?
We know that things are really difficult at the moment. We've got some channels coming in so we can still deliver aid and assistance there. One of the major things that's been happening, of course, has been the evacuation of people to support people needing to leave Afghanistan. So here in Australia, we've been providing support to people as well who have arrived. They're still in quarantine at the moment. But, you know, really looking forward to giving them a warm welcome into the Australian community and having them be in a safe place.
So we've got Afghanistan people leaving their country, coming to Australia, and their support there when they arrive here?
That's right, yeah. Really important support to help them settle in and try to stay in contact with their families and really start again with a safe place to be.
And we're navigating through COVID-19 as well at the same time. So, look, it's a real shambles, but we are working together and it's about us all hand in hand in this space.
Absolutely. Really important time for the community to come together and stand together to support people. When these kind of crises happen, we know that people dig deep and people have great hearts to help each other in the community. So really calling on people to do what they can there.
Nicole, a very important conversation. Thank you very much for sharing. We're thinking of the families of Afghanistan over there, also the families here. We've got family, and yes, we can support and help, donate, and we can give Red Cross a call. Otherwise, go online, redcross.org.au. Thank you for sharing, Nicole. All the best to your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Thanks a lot, Trevor. Good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Nicole Batch, Protection Manager at the Australian Red Cross. And we're talking about the Australian Red Cross helping search for displaced people in Afghanistan over there in the crisis and what's happening, and the support that we're giving to Afghanistan Australians living here and supporting them in any way we can. You can do your bit by donating or support. You can give them a call on 1-800-733-276 or go online redcross.org.au. For those people who are trying to contact family, there's a different number, 1-800-875-199. The number again, 1-800-875-199. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Walk what they say, we put jamming here and we walk right away. They sing screaming through the left and they singing through the right, singing through the back as we pump it up online. So plug it in the mix, so pump it in the sound.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Give me a call, have your say. Otherwise, you can text the brother 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black. We're live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. And a big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. Deadly team down that way. And click of a button takes us around the country. And a big shout out to all our First Nation and Black radio stations across the country. A Deadly Black Network there as well. All right, so there are eight, and now there's only four. Yes, we're talking AFL final, Premier League final happening this weekend. You've got Melbourne Demons up against Geelong Cats, and you can put Adelaide up against the Bulldogs, and the two winners then go on to the grand final, which Eddie Maguire won't be attending. So there it is. There's news that's happening in the AFL space, and also in the Rugby League. Got the semi-finals coming up for the Rugby League, NRL, and it's the first final. The AFL are virtually coming to the end of the competition, and they're finding out who their winners are. But in regards to the NRL, we've got more coming your way with the start of a kickoff from the qualifiers this weekend. You got the Storms up against Sea Eagles, Roosters up against the Titans, Panthers up against the Rabbitohs, and Eels up against Knights. Storm and Eagles, they have a second chance. The loser does. The winner has a week break. Do or die for Roosters and Titans. They're out for the losers out, and the winner survives. Panthers and Rabbitohs, the winner has a 1 week rest, and the loser then has a second chance. And in regard to the Eels and Knights, it's a do or die there. The loser's out of the competition. So there it is. You can have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And I think we're going to catch up with Samantha on the line from WA. Good morning, Samantha. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, Trevor. I listened to your voice.
Thank you, my dear. And you're travelling all good. And how's John?
Oh, yes. Well, we finally got the sun.
Okay. You haven't had no sun.
It's been raining. Oh. Well, the beautiful thing was our driveway was flooded, and I even had the ducks visit.
Is that right? So you had a lot of rain your way.
Oh, yes. It's absolutely... Oh, but today is beautiful, sunny.
And you're trying to work out what the big yellow thing is in the sky at the moment, hey?
It's wonderful. It is wonderful. So I thought I better give you a call and say hello to my favourite person.
Thank you, darling. But during the rain, you've been still listening, haven't you?
Oh, my station is tuned into your
station
all the time. It wakes me up in the morning and it puts me to beautiful music to sleep in the evening.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. And look, it's we're glad to help in regard to communicating with all the mob out there. And you're tuned in, one of our loyal listeners, and we thank you very much for your support. And what's John doing?
John, because it's sunny, he's doing the gardening.
Okay.
I've got all these beautiful water baths for the birds to come and the feeders, so he's making sure that I get my... Because I spend a lot of time, as you know, in my room.
Yes.
And I have a beautiful view, and he's working. It's good, isn't it? I've got the wick going out.
You're on a tough show then. Now, it must be a bit soggy for John out there in the garden.
Well, yes, it is. But as you said, Mum, he said, I know you like the garden, so I better do something about it while the sun is shining.
That's beautiful. Now, you mentioned, John, who's your son and he's your carer. You got other children, Samantha?
Yes, I've got three sons.
Yes.
And a daughter.
Okay. And the other two sons and daughter, are they in the vicinity? Are they close to nearby?
One, Michael, is living in Tasmania.
Okay. That's
and the others,
way.
Of course, are in West Australia, yes.
Yeah, all right. That's beautiful. And, of course, WA is locked down. Borders are closed. No one's going into WA.
Absolutely. Oh, we've got to be safe. And I'm having my second shot tomorrow.
Good
which
girl.
Which is good. So
fantastic.
Oh, you have to, you know, really.
Some people got some...
listening and has done the same thing.
Exactly. Now, some people got some gripe about the Premier of WA in regarding keeping the borders shut, but you're all in support of what he does?
Well, I'm in support. I am in support because I think we need to contain it, and we need to, well, the general public has to be protected, doesn't it?
Exactly, exactly. So he's doing his job.
Oh, yes, yes.
And they were saying, I saw in the news at the Today Show, and Carl Stefanovic was asking him, New South Wales looking at opening up borders for international flights. Do you feel uneasy about that? And he said, well, he doesn't care about that. Just keeping his people safe.
I believe we should not open the borders for any international flights because in West Australia...
Yeah.
We see a lot of things that the other part of Australia does not see.
Okay.
And in West Australia, we have people living off the street.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you. And yep. And we need to look after our own first, don't we?
We should, because we've got a lot of beautiful indigenous people, which is our people, living in Fremantle. John has taken all his camping equipment over there because they're living in tents.
Yeah, darling. Yeah, thank you. I know. So we look after our own first. Charity starts
at
home, doesn't it?
We have to look after our own. If my home was big enough, I'd take them in here.
Beautiful heart. Thank you very much, darling. Good to be talking with you. Say hello to John for us.
Thank you very much, darling. You take care and your family.
Thanks, darling. Bye, Samantha.
Bye-bye.
There's Samantha from WA, loyal listener here to National Talk Black and to First Nation radio stations across the country. She's tuned and is locked in her dial, so that's fantastic. You can have your say and add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. And we are going across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. And got another call on the line there. We'll find out who the caller is. Good morning. How are you?
Kaya Quav Kedala Trinity.
Sylvia, how are you, sister?
I've got a horrible sore leg and I am so very thankful because I'm so allergic and it's hard for me to have a vaccine. So I'm really, really, really thankful that I'm an isolated WA in isolated Rolling Stone.
Yes, good. Keep the borders closed is what you're saying.
They could have closed all the borders when it first commenced. Instead of fighting China, help China cope with it.
Yeah, all right,
That's Brittany Way, and they had the same chance all over again with India. Close the borders and help India cope with it. What do? They spread it all around the world.
Exactly, and that's the world we live in at the moment. It's turned the world upside down.
It's exploitation.
And are you getting a vaccine?
When I can get a Pfizer one.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
We're all going to New South Wales. She really botched up, but that's the Liberals, you know, doing the Trumpite thing.
It's a political football, isn't it?
Oh, look, they have no respect for the everyday working people.
Yeah.
They get all the best food, they have the best medical care, they have the whole lot for themselves, and the everyday people struggling, coping, they have no respect. All they had to do was close the borders. That's all they had to do, close the borders. And they're too busy with all their plane flights and all their special holidays and all their fancy lifestyles.
All the first cabs at the ranks.
Anyway.
Yep.
We all know that.
Yeah, yeah, sister.
If it wasn't a disaster, she'd laugh at it.
Now, what did you do to your leg?
It was infection. It was a little scratch that got infected, and it got worse and worse, and it's infection, and I'm allergic to my antibiotics too. This is another reason why our people don't like all this medication stuff, because they don't test it on people like us. They test it on the invading descendants. You know, so, and we don't know, we're not one of those minorities that end up with those being killed by it, do we?
Exactly.
You know, they just don't listen. You know, that's why it's so important. And we're so lucky, you know, here in WA, and I think Queensland's luckier than the poor people in New South Wales. And our communities there, how they're having to cope with it now.
Yeah, we've done pretty good here in Queensland. And thanks to the Premier.
She's kept you up locked down whenever she could, haven't they?
Yes, and sticking to her guns as well. And some people are against it, but you know.
Absolutely. Who would listen to people that cause climate change and climate change deniers and all the rest of it and open up? If plane flights are so good, what do they want plane flights for? What's wrong with the ships?
Yeah, true too. True too.
They've got thousands of all those fancy, all those ships that they turned into, what do they call them, cruisers. They've got thousands of those around the world that, you know, they can use ships.
Yeah, exactly.
They can use ships, they can have medical staff on ships, they can do lots of things. But planes, not only that, when they stop the plane flights, all of a sudden the sky's got blue and in Venice the ocean, the canals got clean.
Yes, exactly. Hey, thanks for sharing, sister. I'm going to keep moving, but thank you for your call. You look after your leg. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, Sylvia.
Yes, so what I actually phoned for very, very quickly,
yep.
We need real democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Real democracy is everyone has an equal chance to stand up to represent their country.
Instead of a form of dictatorship.
We have a money-controlled dictatorship.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha, yes, yes. Money talks, eh?
Yeah, well, we need to make it free, equal opportunity for media for everybody, because money should not be talking. That's not our culture, not our way, and that is not Aboriginal way, and it's Aboriginal people's country.
Beautiful. Nicely said. Thanks, sister.
Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye. That's Sylvia calling from WA, and good to have a chat with her, touch base. Another loyal listener as well. At home with a sore leg, look after yourself, my sister, and stay safe. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Man from the Bush, the Pigman Brothers here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number. And yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. All right, Black Sound, the 100% First Nations Music Conference, supporting the future of Indigenous music. So next week will be some of the Black music's brightest stars come together for a special All First Nations event. Held online over 3 days, Black Sound will see around 20 musicians politicians and industry professionals presenting workshops and talks. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Alethea Beetson, Lead Artistic Director of Digi Youth Arts and a veteran of the music industry, is executive producer for Black Sound, and she has high hopes for the event on the line. Alethea, good morning. How are you?
Thanks. I'm dialing in from Turrbal, Dagara and Yagara country here in SoCal, Brisbane.
Beautiful, sister. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, sis?
Yeah, my name's Alethea Beetson. I'm Cubby Cubby and Wiradjuri, and yeah, this is where I live up here and down here, actually, in Meanjin.
All right, fantastic. Look, COVID-19 is about, and blessed are the flexible, turn their world upside down, but they say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. That's exactly what you're doing with Black Sound. So tell us about this space and working and holding it online, sister.
Yeah, so Black Sound is an all-Indigenous music conference and festival that's being led by Digi Youth Arts, being led by young First Nations people. And we're basically coming together online to deliver a series of conversations and workshops that are open to the wider music industry. But in particular, we've got a whole workshop series specifically for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. And it's really like a mixture of what mob want to say to the music industry, as well as making sure our young people have space so that they can access like Spotify, Ditto, Triple J to be able to get their music out there. Because if there's any mob that know that music's going to survive these conditions, it's us.
Yes, exactly. Now, with Black Sound, how long has Black Sound been operating for, sis?
This is our first year.
So okay, there it is.
Big Sound's obviously something that has happened for many, many years, and we were working with them for Little Black Sound, which is a version of their youth event, Little Big Sound, and then Big Sound kind of got cancelled, so we just decided to keep rolling and delivering it online, because mob seemed to want us to do that, and then it just became, we do, as you would know, so intergenerational that it just made sense to be Black Sound.
Yes.
So one of my favourite parts of the program are the intergenerational key yarns, we're calling them, between legacy artists and young ones rising up. So Arnie Marlene Cummins and Dobby have a great chat. Tomorrow, yesterday, Christine Anu and Psycho had a really good chat. And tomorrow morning, there's a really the most wholesome conversation I've ever heard, which is Uncle Troy Cassadaly and his daughter, Jem Cassadaly.
Oh, beautiful. So it's a fantastic platform. It's a tool, reaching out and also educating and motivating all our black artists out there, or up-and-coming artists, yes?
Absolutely. It's so that we can get even more of our music out there because, you know, as Annie Rhoda Roberts said in her keynote at Big Sound last year, you know, our music from our music programmers and our artists is the healing that this country needs first.
Exactly.
And I think that's why we need to provide, make sure these, you know, spaces like Spotify, Ditto and all of these places are actually giving up space so that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander musicians, especially young ones, can get their music out there.
Look, music is a powerful tool, Alethea. I mean, music is, like I said, the essence of life. It gives me more memories of my life rather than photos. And so here we are, platform for our mob to perform. And we've got some deadly performers out there. Don't worry about that.
We do, and we're going to see some tomorrow night. We're going to see Bow and Arrow, Becca Hatch, Nookie and Kobe D perform for a 4E Sydney showcase, because we just really wanted to send strength and solidarity to them mob down there who are in the thick of keeping their community safe with restrictions.
All right, because it's been held online, how do people tune in, sis?
Yeah, so if you head to www.dya.net.au/blacksound, you'll be able to register and you head to Swapcard, which is this amazing platform that delivers the online content. It does finish up tomorrow, but for all people who register, it's going to be on demand for a month, so it is still worth checking out.
There you go. So you haven't missed a boat then, if that's the case.
100%.
Too deadly. Alethea, nice talking with you. All the best to your deadly team. Your family, stay safe. We'll yarn soon, eh?
Thank you so much for having me. Bye.
Bye, Dahl. Yarn there. Alethea Beetson, Lead Artistic Director of Digi Youth Arts and a veteran of the music industry, is executive producer of Black Sound. She has high hopes for the event. The event will be held online over 3 days, and Black Sound will see around about 20 musicians and industry professionals present workshops and talks. Talks like Troy Cassadaly with his lovely daughter. That'd be deadly yarn. And he leads from the front regarding the country music of this country. So too deadly, my brother. And this is your daily program, National Talkback, 8 minutes left on the program, squeezing a call, a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
Doesn't matter what your color, as long as you're a true fella, as long as you're a real fella, all the people are...
Yeah, Jimmy Little, this black fella, white fella. We've got a black fella on the line now. We've got Selwyn, my brother. Good morning.
Brother, I'm forgetting. I want to yarn with that dimension, but not now, brother. But my little bit on my take on Afghanistan, brother. You know, Chappell Corby, Cocaine Tassie, David Hicks, he was in Guantanamo. They brought him back, and he ended up serving his time in Yatala prison. Mm. Gabe Watson, there was a death. I think his wife died at Pandora at the side of town where they're diving. But when you talk about loyalty, about you know, we should be able to understand that when they abandoned a lot of people to help them, the US and its ally Australia, we should know from the crackers they took to South Africa, they left them there, brother. They're brutal.
Exactly.
Except the white Australia policy and East Timor. You know, we know what this witness X, and how they try to undermine a poverty-stricken nation like East Timor of the liquid gas, I think it is, brother.
Mm.
So we should understand, you know, that this loyalty, that, you know, the US and the thing of the southern of Australia. And on the other one, brother, they're saying, I complain about having no shoe until I met a man that had no feet.
Yes.
That's supposed to make us realize how advantageous we are. Mm. We're lucky. But brother, what do you name him? Brother Scooter Patterson.
Mm.
You know, all the power limits, they're going to be bloody in condition for to do all that what they're doing over there. And
exactly.
When I'm in between rain trees and DFO, when I miss out, when my kids go shopping and I want to send them a message to get something, I get short with just ringing them, brother. And good on Scooter for winning the thing out. His medal that he got, and on Linda Bainey and Pat Dawson. Pat Dawson, a religious man, and you know, I think he was a Catholic priest, and he talked about religion. But brother, I'm an ex-metal drinker from, I feel like swearing from the park, from the long grass, brother.
Mm.
But surely, you know, you don't have to be a David, you know, upon if you, because this Christian nation supposedly was built on the foundation of Judaism, so Tony Abbott said. You got to ask, you know, people. I'm not against people. They get the needle. I'm not getting the needle. Where are we going with this, you know, brother? And of course, I'm going to mention the revelation. It caused the people to have a mark, and you know, to get things or not get things, brother. So that's the question. And of course, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of cases, you know, with COVID, but a lot of them are recovering. And up the death down in New South Wales, I feel like swearing, but there was one death up in Darwin, a death in custody. And this last one that Linda Bailey spoke about, there's two deaths in my own community, brother. I feel like it moved again, but I'm getting emotional. There was a death, you know, last week and a week before that, brother. And, you know, with these deaths from COVID, but you know, whether you get to me, when you look at social media, you've got to ask as a Christian nation, you know, with revelation causes the people to get this mark. And where are they going to go with it, with all this happening now, you know, tracking and all this stuff, brother? Brother, thank you very much. That's my quick beef, brother.
No, thank you, my brother. Regular caller there. That's Selwyn there. What does the future hold is what he's alluding to. And the mark in regarding ownership or keeping an eye on you, it's all up in the air, but it's about staying safe in the world that we live in regarding the virus, need a vaccine. It's come to the time where Murray got a sign off for your mob. I thank you very much for your company. We're back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416, National Talk Black, an hour program, and good to be yarning with your mob. And like I said, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are in the pandemic. We are in a pandemic, so do abide by the rules and get vaccinated or have that conversation with your First Nation health organisations. Too deadly a mob.